USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken landed in Israel on Tuesday, the first stop of his trip to the Middle East since assuming office. State Department officials say because the chances are low in reviving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the visit will focus on stabilizing the Gaza ceasefire and start discussions on humanitarian aid and reconstruction. The White House is touting a major satellite program that administration officials say will reveal vital information about climate change and extreme weather events. It's called Earth System Observatory. The program consists of at least five satellites to be launched through 2029 that will enhance or, in some cases, revolutionize the capabilities of the space agency's existing fleet of Earth-observing satellites. SpaceX fired up a Falcon 9 rocket Monday on its launch pad at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, running the launcher through a pre-flight checkout and clearing a hurdle before liftoff Wednesday with the next batch of Starlink Internet satellites. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text NORTH to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Arizona lawmakers have no confidence in Vice President Harris. Dan Naraki reports.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context, that's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Bass State governments begin a lottery system with big cash prizes for those getting vaccinated. Not everyone sees this as a good use of pandemic money. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
you know, we do want to get to herd immunity, and that's incredible. But the bottom line is my bill and my pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a vaccimillion lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more wisely in our state.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans, and it was announced on May 13th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.